Good morning. Partly to mostly cloudy skies this morning across interior New York and New England as a storm system along the eastern seaboard pushes some clouds in from the south. Precipitation, though, is confined from the immediate New England coast point south into the mid-Atlantic region. We're also looking at a frontal system approaching from the northwest and through the eastern Great Lakes in southern Canada. This is contributing to the cloud cover this morning. But the combination of a little bit of a breeze and some clouds keeping temperatures up, and most places are starting the day in the 30s to around 40 degrees with some outlying areas in the 20s. As the front from the north and west heads in our direction, it'll sweep the precipitation from along the eastern seaboard further off the coast, leaving us mostly dry today. There could be a passing sprinkle or shower in the mountains along with that frontal passage, and then the wind will flip around to the northwest. As this is going on, most places will have a mixture of sunshine and clouds today, with temperatures climbing up toward the 50-degree mark on average. The northwest wind will drive in significantly cooler air for a short period of time starting tonight. Skies will clear out, and temperatures will drop quickly through the 30s and into the 20s for overnight lows. Some places in the mountains may even go back into the teens by early tomorrow morning. High pressure will build in for the day on Saturday, leaving us with brilliant sunshine but seasonably cool temperatures as highs will struggle and stay mainly in the 40s region-wide. A surge of milder air will head back into the region on Sunday. Along with the milder air, though, we'll have more in the way of cloud cover. And a few showers will flow through as well for the second half of the weekend. Still, though, temperatures will be back up into the middle and upper 50s. That same front will be the focus for our weather as we head into the midweek period next week. It should be close enough to bring us a few showers late Monday and Tuesday, and again on Thursday. As the front fluctuates north to south through the region, temperatures will follow suit and largely be in the 50s when the front is off to our south and in the 60s as the front pushes northward into Canada. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a winter weather advisory is in effect for parts of the upper Midwest, from northern Wisconsin into parts of northeastern Minnesota, tonight. Snow will accumulate up to 4 to 7 inches in these locations, with some localized higher amounts. A freezing rain advisory is in effect for the northeastern corner of Montana. A mild and moist air mass will flow over the top of sub-freezing air at the surface, creating freezing rain. This will cause localized travel problems with some minor icing. And a high surf warning is in effect for most of the north and west facing shores of the Hawaiian Islands. Surf of 20 to 25 feet will be common today. Ocean water will occasionally sweep across portions of beaches, and very strong breaking waves and strong longshore and rip currents are likely. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Halifax, Canada at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday. The last report of hail was at Mexico City in Mexico at 9:49 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 60 miles visibility, cloudy skies and 19 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 46 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 27 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 38 degrees, the dew point 19. 46% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.89 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 12 at Washington, Pennsylvania. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers in the mid-50s, Boston mostly cloudy in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, increasing sunshine and breezy with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 53 degrees, the low 26, the average temperature 40, that's 3 degrees below normal. No rainfall yesterday, 0.06 of an inch of precipitation for the month, which is 0.37 below normal, and 5.68 inches for the season, which is 2.75 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 25 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 116, and 5,613 for the season. The average high temperature at Albany today, 54 degrees, the average low, 33. The record high, 82, set in 1928. And the record low 15 in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:30 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:26 p.m. 12 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with an increasing breeze and a passing shower possible today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Clearing, breezy, and cold tonight with lows in the teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid 50s. Clear, breezy, and colder tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with an increasing breeze and a passing shower possible today with highs in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy, breezy, and cold tonight with lows near 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and becoming breezy today with highs in the lower 50s. Clear, breezy, and colder tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds and becoming breezy today with highs around 50. Clear, breezy, and colder tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, although on the cool side in the 40s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, milder Sunday with a few rain showers in the mid-50s. Lower 60s on Monday with increasing clouds and a late-day shower. Scattered showers Tuesday in the upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds in the upper 50s Wednesday. And back to around 60 with a chance of showers on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.